All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Baltimore Ravens. I mean, I'll just cut right to the chase. I mean, kick return, they're first in the league. Kickoff drive start, they're second in the league. Punt return average, they're second in the league. Net punt, they're 13th in the league. Kickoff coverage, they're first in the league. Kickoff drive start, they're sixth in the league. And field goal percentage, they're eighth in the league. I don't think you really need to say much more than that. So we need to play better. With that, I'll answer any questions.
On the fake punt last week, I mean, did you guys kind of have that covered and guy just missed a tackle? What happened there?
Looked like that. I mean, that's what the tape says. It's right there for a 2-yard loss. We didn't make the play. We got to make the play.
How about on the punt return, Chris? What did you see?
Thought we had good. I thought we got down there real well. Thought we had him dead to rights. Got a tackle. I mean, at the end of the day, and I learned this a long time ago from the great coach Larry Smith, who's since passed away and was a great mentor. Blocking and tackling are the two base fundamentals of the game of football. You must do a better job. You must teach those every day. And obviously we need to teach them much better. We did a nice job of getting down there. We've been covered the guy, I think, for, I don't know, minus 2 yards on the first one. I think this one, I think, should have been tackled maybe on the 15 or 17. Multiple guys there. They rushed us at the end of the game there, and the protection was excellent. And we didn't make the play. And we got to do, obviously, a much better job of tackling. So it's, you know, as I just read off the stats about Baltimore, I mean, you're going to face the number two team in punt return right here. You're going to face the number one team in kickoff return. We better tackle better.
You're standing on the sideline and you see you have it schemed up right and they're in position. I mean, I would think that would be extremely frustrating to deal with as a coach.
It can be frustrating, but as a coach, you say, what else can I do to get him to finish off that play? And that's what I'm charged with doing, and we didn't get that done. So, I'm going to look at myself first, and hopefully the things that we've worked on this week, reflect what we've worked on. And we got to get it done.
How much of some of the inconsistencies, like, Sunday you did have, you covered a lot of punts well, but then you had that one big return. How much of that has to do with youth, some of the roster churn at the bottom of the roster, things like that?
Well, I don't look at it like that. I understand what your question is, and that's a legitimate question. And for me to answer that, I think sometimes those would be excuses. And I don't look at it like that. I mean, if you're playing for us, it's our job to get you ready to go and play. Youth is going to bring some inconsistencies, and I understand that. But at the end of the day, for example, that last one right there, it's a matter of getting down there and, we see a couple guys that fly by him because they want to kill the guy. At the end of the day, no, just get him down on the ground. I'm willing to give up a few yards and understanding those concepts of just getting him down. I think, unfortunately, when you're a younger team and those things happen, you better learn from them pretty fast. And we'll see if we've learned this weekend, because this is the number one special teams unit in the league. So we got a tough challenge.
Are you guys rallying behind the home finale at all? One last chance at home. I mean, you talked to your guys about that at all?
I have not. What I've rallied behind is just like anything, when there's a sting in your belly from the previous week. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's Friday, but I can't wait to get to Sunday to see if we fixed it. That's the only, I'll be honest with you, that's what's driving me right now. I mean, we're going to go out here and practice in 25 minutes, and that's the only therapy that I have. But no, I haven't talked about the home finale.
We haven't seen you since the last couple weeks, I think, but
have you missed me?
I missed you. I mean, I'm sure you could feel that.
Yes. Yes.
Hugh, Jimmy Haslam came out last week and said Hugh's coming back for 2018 and hopefully for a long, long time. I mean, did that settle anything down among you guys? I know how focused you are, but I would think that would be looming over.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even think about it. I really don't. Just from the standpoint of, as you mentioned earlier, younger guys playing, roster turnover, and those things. I don't have any time to think about that or process that, because it, at the end of the day, that doesn't do anything for me. You know, I mean, my job, I'm in charge of those guys and helping them get better, and this is their career, and my job is to help them be as successful as they possibly can. And so that's all. That's kind of where my tunnel vision is at.
Off topic, but Hester announcing his retirement. I know you know him well. What do you think of his career, and is he a Hall of Famer in your mind?
I think I do think he's a Hall of Fame player. More importantly, I think he's a Hall of Fame person. Being with Devin, that was a treat for me, and to say that you were part of that was great. But getting to know him as a person, as a dad, as a husband, I mean, the guy is, he's as classy as a person you will ever meet in your entire life, and I'm really happy for him. When I saw that come out, I texted him and had a good exchange there. But we wish him well, and hope to see him in the future, specifically in Canton.